At the White House today, President Biden condemned the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade and said the fight to protect abortion rights is not over.
We need to restore the protections of Roe as law of the land. We need to elect officials who will do that. This fall, Roe is on the ballot.
Let's bring in NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So the court struck down 50 years of abortion rights. Tell us, on what grounds did the conservative majority rule?
Yes, Justice Alito, Samuel Alito, writing for the majority, said the Constitution does not confer a right to an abortion. He said that the 14th Amendment clearly does not protect the right to an abortion. The court overruled Roe and its sister case, Casey, from 1992, and basically said that Roe was, in Justice Alito's words, egregiously wrong from the start. It had been on a collision course with the Constitution from the very day it was decided.
And what about the three liberal justices? They dissented. What was their argument against this decision?
Yeah, they talked about how women had relied on this right, people had relied on this right for really a half century. And the idea that it was being taken away now was a moment of sadness and, in some cases, a moment of anger. These three liberal justices, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, also talked about how this process may not be over. They pointed out that the conservative majority, including Justice Clarence Thomas, who wrote a concurring opinion, suggested that perhaps the end of Roe also meant the beginning of the end of other rights, including decisions that protect contraception by married couples, same-sex marriage, and other decisions of the court, earlier decisions that get into the fundamental intimate beliefs and practices of people in their homes.
Wow, so huge implications potentially here. So what happens now at the state level with regard to reproductive rights? And start with those states that will enact or have already enacted abortion bans.
Yes, there are a number of states who, there are about 13 states where this had an immediate effect, and we're seeing today a cascade, really, on almost an avalanche of other actions in places like Missouri and Kansas and elsewhere. Those activities are going to continue in the states for many weeks, and everyone seems to expect, no matter what their personal beliefs are about this ruling, that these issues are going to be filling the federal courts for some time to come, for sure.
Right, and what about states moving to protect abortion rights, to enshrine abortion rights into state law as a result of this decision?
Certainly some state governors of blue states have been attempting to put those moves in place for some time. And we do know that some Democrats on Capitol Hill, people like Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, have been calling for Congress to act here. Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, as well. And we may see some activity there. It's just not clear that those members have enough votes to overcome a filibuster in the Senate, which has really been frustrating President Biden for his entire term in office on any number of priorities he has domestically.
Finally, Carrie, polls have consistently showed that a majority of Americans supported keeping Roe v. Wade the law of the land. What do you think the impact of this decision will be in terms of the public's view of the Supreme Court?
You know, Anthony, we're certainly seeing hundreds of people outside the Supreme Court right now, which has been fenced in, protesting, demonstrating, exercising their First Amendment rights. The big question is whether they're going to vote on that basis in the midterm elections later this year.
All right. That's NPR's Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thanks so much.
My pleasure.